Okay. I always feel bad that I get Rabbi Reisman's Torah's email to me about 12 o'clock. And I always so beautiful, some beautiful things. And I said, it's a shame that I can't say it over because it comes after the shir. So this morning I had a brilliant idea. It takes me like 4 years to come up with this. I said, look at last year, see what he said last year. And perhaps it'll be okay. And sure enough, he said a beautiful, oh, beautiful Rav Schwab. That was on Parsha Shemini, and something that I want to share because it's just an absolutely beautiful Torah and a beautiful gem of the Torah in this week's Parsha. So it talks about in this week that it says, "Va'altzilei b'nei Yisrael lo shalach yado v'yitzol kim v'yochle v'yishnu." So Rashi here comments something so interesting. What was going on? Apparently, Nadav and Aviv, they were staring at something they weren't supposed to stare at. Now, what exactly does that mean? Whatever. Mistakla b'shchina b'leiv gasps. They looked at the Shechina from a place where their heart was arrogant, right? Mitoch achila v'shtiyah. Because they were busy eating and drinking. And what was supposed to happen? V'ayiru'uyim l'shtalach behem yad Hashem. And it should be that Hashem would literally throw his hand out at them, that they should have been killed. Aye, why weren't they killed? El b'mneishia matin Torah chaviv l'pnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because matin Torah was so precious to Hashem, therefore, lefichach loy paga behem. Therefore, he didn't touch them. This is Nadav and Aviyu. And Nadav and Aviyu should have been punished for what they did right then and there by Matan Torah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to ruin a great party. Can you imagine this pretty big downer? All of a sudden, you're in the middle of a party and somebody dies. It's the end of the party. Nadav and Aviyu. So therefore, he doesn't take their lives. But it begs, and this is really alluded to in Rashi on the Pasuk, but it begs the following question. We know in Parashat Shemini, where Schwab is talking, that there was a party which was ruined by the death of Nadav and Aviyu. Which party was that? That was the party of the Chanukah and Mizbeach. When the Mishkan was erected, what happens? Nadav and Aviyu do something they weren't supposed to do, whatever it was. There are 62 different Mefarshim as to what exactly they did. L'chor asher lo tzavah asam, they did something that they weren't commanded to do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the middle of the celebration of the Chanukah Samizbech, the Chanukah Samishkan, he killed Nadav and Aviyu because of the crime that they had committed, whatever it was. So it begs the question, what is going on here that their lives were taken in the midst of Kabbalah HaTorah, of the middle of this moment, of this Naseh V'Nishma moment, which is at the end of Mishpatim, not really in Yisrael, and it was taken in the middle of the Chanukah Mizbech. So Schwab gives an absolutely astounding, beautiful approach, and it's something that should permeate everybody and affect their lives. Let me read to you exactly what Rav Schwab says. He says, Shelo rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hafriya simchas kabbalas ha-Torah al yedei misas b'nei Aharon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to interrupt the simcha, the joy of receiving the Torah through the Misa of the children of Aaron. And by the Hakamas HaMishkan, which is a greater day than the world was created, there he was able to. Because a prerequisite, he writes, the Tanai B'Kabbalas HaTorah is Simcha. Unique to all other mitzvos. Kabbalas HaTorah needs to have Simcha. If there's no Simcha enjoying Kabbalas HaTorah, it can't go. You can't just sit there and accept the Torah without a joy, without a smile, without an excitement, without a verve. He says, when it comes to Avodah, you got to get up and you got to do. What was the commandment to Aaron after Nadav and Aviyu actually did die in that parasha? Go do the Avodah. Don't stop. Don't stop. Yechezkel, don't stop. They're always told not to stop. But when it comes to Kabbalah HaTorah, there, you have to stop. For example, an oval. Unfortunately, if he's sitting Shiva, what is an oval not allowed to do? An oval's not allowed to learn. Because learning Torah is the greatest hana in the world. It's supposed to bring you to Simcha. And if it doesn't bring you to Simcha, it's not learning Torah on the highest levels. All of the mitzvahs, there's no such thing as stopping any other mitzvahs. Yeah, tefillin for one day. Because that's pair, that's a different reason. But the very idea of Simcha, that permeates exactly what Torah is. That's what Kabbalah HaTorah is, and it can't be stopped. Rabbi Reisman adds a beautiful insight. In Shir HaShirim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Dalet, it says, Dvash v'chalav tachas lishoncha. Honey and milk are underneath your tongue. Every place in the Torah, what comes first? The dvash, the honey, or the chalav? The milk or the honey? Milk. As a matter of fact, the name of the restaurant is Milk and Honey. I don't know where that restaurant is. I think it's Riverdale. I don't know. Milk and Honey. It sounds like the name of a restaurant. I think it is. Anyway, but we know that it's Eretz Zeis, right? What do we say? It's Chalav Udvash. Chalav Udvash. That's the terms. There's probably a song, Chalav Udvash. Sounds like a band name, Chalav Udvash. Whatever it is, it's always Milk and Honey. Why in Shir Hashirim? Is it switched? We say Dvash V'Chalav Tachas Lashon. That the honey and the milk are underneath their tongue. So it says, Rabbi Reisman, an obvious insight based on this Rishwa. Because what is the reference? What is the reference that we are referencing here in the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim? We're talking specifically about Talmud Torah. When it comes to Talmud Torah, what's got to come first? The dessert, the dvash, the sweetness, the geshmak. Then comes the chalav, that which nourishes you. Dvash v'chalav. Normally, the meal comes first, then the dessert. When it comes to Torah, it's got to be the whole thing is like a dessert. Dvash v'chalav. As a matter of fact, you know, very often they have kids, they get upsharings, right? You know what the minhag in the yeshivas are when the kids get the upsharings? It's amazing. They bring them in, they cut the hair, that is one minhag, and then they take them to Reuben's and they have Uncle Maishi. But they put on the letters of the, on the very letters, they put honey. And they have the kid lick the letters because of the sweetness of Torah. It's got to be that when they come to Torah, when it comes to their Kabbalah Satorah at the very age of 3 years old, it's got to be with the most unbelievable simcha. And for a kid, there's no greater joy than having a sweetness. It should be like us to a candy store, you know? Like a perfume shop, you know the old joke. Being said, anyway, so go back to that reference of the Pesach Vin. It's like going into a perfume shop. I see that. Now you go. Anyway, so it's got to come with a sweetness. I'll never forget, though, unfortunately, when my kids, they had their Kabbalah Satorah, they started learning Gemara, they always have a party. That's the way it's supposed to be. You have a Gemara, you start a Scholes Gemara, and you start with a party. Unfortunately, I got a speaker who was a rabbi who was speaking to the adults. I'll never forget. So this kid I was sitting next to, he goes, if the party for Gemara is boring, how boring could the Gemara be? And like, you know, so it was like a bit of a tragedy. Like but they're supposed to start with a party. The Rambam writes that when you start learning, you put the honey on the stuff and you do everything. You want to make it that it's the most joyous thing in the world. It should be besimcha. It's a world-famous egg lay tal. Perhaps the most famous egg lay tal. It's funny, the egg lay tal is really a sefer on Hilchos Shabbos. But in his Akdama, he writes something remarkable. Here it's quoted by the sefer, the Binyan Olam. I don't even know who wrote the... You know who wrote the Binyan Olam? I don't know who wrote the Binyan Olam. But there's no author. I looked online, I couldn't find it. The Binyan Olam. It doesn't say who. That's a different Binyan Olam. I look. So he writes the egg lay tal in his Akdama. The following mistake. Umidor Zachar Eskra Mashamati. He says, some people make the following mistake when it comes to learning Torah. When it comes to learning Torah, it says that people think that if somebody's learning and they're mechadesh and they're creating new things and they're happy v'sameach u'misaneg and they're getting joy and they're having a great time, that's not lishma. They're only learning for the wrong reasons. Ein zu, ein lo limud shum tainik. He says that you're only supposed to learn for the purpose of the mitzvah. The egg lay tal says that's a mistake. That's the highest level of learning. The highest level of learning is when one learns with great joy and simcha and happiness and he's mechadesh and he feels like he's playing with a toy. We call the Torah, it's a shashua, right? There's a song, you know, Aaron Cutler sings this all the time. Lulei saras shashua. It's a shashua. What's a shashua? It's a toy. It's our most favorite thing in the world. It should be wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, I can't wait to play on the PS2 or the PS3. He says, I can't wait to learn another black Gemara because it's the most unbelievable simcha in the world. The following is amazing. The Gemara tells us in the Darim. Alma of the Aretz. Why was the world destroyed? And the Gemara there answers, which is of course referring to the Beis Hamikdash. It's a pasuk. They're quoting Yirmiyah Perek Tes, the Gemara in the Darim Pei Aleph, and it says there, they searched, they couldn't find out because people were learning Torah. It says, Al-Azim is Tarasi. It says they left the Torah. And the Gemara Darshans, what does it mean they left the Torah? Not that they left the Torah. Kivich Oli Birchu B'Torah Tchila. Because they didn't make the brachas first. So the Sefer Binyan Olam quotes the Graz, and he says, therefore, the following. The fact they didn't make a bracha, Lekachir kol adam shetia kli chemdasu shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That should be chashuva be'enav levarich aleha besimcha yosim mikol anoshim ha'olam. Because when makes a bracha, it should be like making a bracha more than on any other hana in the world. It's a birchas hana. There's a whole machlokas. What is the nature of birchas haTorah? Is it birchas haMitzvah? Is it a birchas shevach vodah? And praise. It says the Binyan Olam, when I make a bracha on Torah in the morning, it should be like I'm making a bracha on a culotta, whatever it is that, you know, your greatest hana in the world. For me, it's the French fries at the Marina del Rey. Especially when you dip them in ketchup. It's like they're so big and so fat. They're so good, right? So I make that adoma. It's unbelievable. Last night, Baruch Hashem, I just had this, you know, so I got to go sign it too. I'm like, so the guy who got me, I said, just do me a favor. Could you go over to the French fries and bring them to me at this time? I was able to be zoichet to have the French fries. But that's the way we make the bracha. Bori Pri Adoma is the same way we have to make the bracha on Birchas HaTorah. And that's been, you know, I couldn't believe this when I saw this. I fell out of my chair this next Torah. You know what the Baal Shem says? You know why they were thrown out? Because they didn't make the Birchas HaTorah. You know what that means? No, they made the Birchas HaTorah. They made the bracha of La Sok B'divrei Torah, that we should toil in Torah. They made the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amin V'Nasan Lanu Esa Torah. They made the bracha of Kodesh Baruch Hu, thank you for making us the chosen nation and giving us the Torah. But you know what bracha they didn't make? The Arevna, the bracha of making the Torah sweet, because they thought they were misinformed. They thought you learn Torah, shine, finish, Ganot, finish. That's all you do, is learn Torah. The Arevna, you have an obligation to make the Torah sweet and joyous and learn besimcha. So he says, the Baal Shem says, since they didn't make up din daven on the Arvus HaTorah, al zeya kesef va'onish ha'chorban. That's why the Chorban happened. Because when they went to Torah, and that's what it says in the Sefer called the Dagal, that's what he says in the name of the Baal Shem. That the harichas ha'golus, the reason why the golus continues ad yom hazeh, is because we don't extend when we say the words Ahavas Olam, which is a form of Birchas HaTorah, by saying that we should have learning Torah with a certain kind of Geshmak. This is the concepts that are being drawn out when we say Naas V'Nishma, so Nadav and Aviyu, yes, they should have been put to death, but you can't share the Simcha of Kabbalah HaTorah. And it's a big life lesson for us. You know, sometimes everybody knows, you know, we have an obligation to learn Torah, we have an obligation to have Kviyas in Torah, to make sure that we set aside proper amounts of time to learn. But attitudinally, it shouldn't be that, oh, I got to learn Torah, or Shver Zayin Yid, it's so tough to be a Jew, I got to learn Torah. But it should be the best reason why I wake up in the morning. You know, sometimes I accidentally say, there used to be an old commercial for Folgers. Best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup, right? And I love my coffee in the morning more than anything. But it shouldn't be that the best thing in the morning is the Folgers in the cup, but rather that the Folgers in your cup is helping you to sit and learn the most geshmak thing in the world, and that's Hashem's Holy Torah. So let the lesson of Nadav and Abihu be a lesson to us. And we sit and learn Hashem's Holy Torah. It should be the sweetness of our Arevna. Hashem Elokim. Have an amazing Shabbos.